Okay, today's daf is daf Samaches, 68. We're going to pick up at the last thin line on daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so it says that we're going to have three cases. They're a little bit different in each case, but talking about the following, which is that when they, particularly in the times of the Gemara, obviously not nowadays, but it was considered critical for the health of a child who is going to have a bris milah to have hot water before and after the milah itself. And so this was something that was considered a necessity if you're going to do the milah. So says the Gemara, Hahu yenuka deshtapet chamime. So you had an infant, a baby who was otherwise, who was scheduled to get a bris milah, and there was hot water as needed, and this is talking about on Shabbos, and the hot water got spilled out. So now they have a challenge, because how do they do the milah if they don't have hot water? So Amar Lahu Rabba. So Rabba said to them, to the people there, Naisili chamimi migo beisai, that you should bring hot water from my house. It turned out that Rabba lived in the same chatzar, as where this baby was, and he said, look, go to my house and get hot water. So Amalei Abaya, said to him, evidently also, as we're going to see, lived there, so this was a very chashuv chatzar. So Amalei Abaya, v'holo arvinon, how could we bring the hot water from your house on Shabbos if we never made an Erev together? So therefore, we know that if there's multiple houses opening to a chatzar, they didn't make an Erev, they can't carry. Amalei, Rabbi said back to Abaya, nismoch ashitof, let's rely on the shitof. So Shituf, as we know, Eruv generally relates to Eruv Chatzeros, where you have multiple houses who combine together to be able to carry in a single Chatzer. We also have multiple Chatzeros, that if you have multiple Chatzeros, that in order to carry to the Mavoi, they need to do a Shitufe Mavos. So it's a similar mechanism as Eruv. We've talked about both of these. But the Chiddush here is something which we're going to learn later. The idea that if you did not make the Eruv, but you did make a shitufe mevos, you could rely on that shitufe mevos even to carry in the chatzer. So Rabbi said to Abaya, like, let's rely on our shituf mevos. So Amrlei, so Abaya said back to him, halo shatfinan, but we never made a shitufe mevos either. So we can't carry on the basis of an Erev because we don't have one. We can't carry on the basis of a shitufe mevos because we don't have one. So says Rabbi, okay, fine, I have a better solution. Nemrulei l'nachri, let's tell a non-Jew, a guy, that he should bring it, because, he could bring the hot water from my house to the house of the baby. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, Boy lo osve lamar, lo shavkin Rav Yosef. I wanted to ask a question on this that Rabba said, but Rav Yosef didn't let me. Why? The Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Yosef says in the name of Kahana, a very interesting principle. He says, Ki avinan be Rav Yehuda havi amrlan, when we were by Rav Yehuda, he introduced this idea to us. He used to tell us, b'daraisa, if you have a Rebbe or a Rav who's paskening something, and it's a matter of a Torah matter, daraisa, so then, musvinan tiyufto v'hadar avdinan maisa. If you think that your Rebbe or Rav or whoever it is that's paskening is making a mistake in something that's a Issa Daraisa. So it's incumbent upon you to bring that up before anyone does the Maisa, because maybe he's going to be over on Issa Daraisa. So therefore, even if it's your Rebbe, you should inquire, there's a proper way to inquire, but you should inquire, before you do the Maisa. Bidrabanan, but if the Issa that we're discussing is a Issa Darabanan, then Avdinan Maisa, Vahadar Masvinan Tiyufta, Vahadar Masvinan Tiyufta. So then, you should paskin like the Rav, whatever he paskined, and then afterwards you can ask him your question. So basically, Rabba said, let's have a guy carry it. Abaya was like, I want to ask a question, but he said, I can't because Rav Yosef told me, by a deraisa we ask, by a drabanan you first do and then ask. So therefore, since what we are dealing with is a question of carrying within a chatzar is only a drabanan type of halacha, so therefore Abaya wanted to ask, but he couldn't. So presumably they went ahead and did it. Lebasar hachi amrlei. So after this, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, my bias, or I don't know, maybe Rabbah or whatever, but he said, my bias, Los Filamar, what were you going to ask? What was your challenge that you wanted to ask, but you couldn't ask because this was only a Drabbanan Dikadin? So he says, Amrlay, I had a concern about having the Nachri, bring the water from Rabbah's house to this house where the baby was in the Chatzar. Why? The Sanya Hazah Shvus, because we know that the halacha is that if someone is tameh, that in order, there's a process of becoming tahar, but part of that process involves being sprinkled with the mechatos, with the water that had the ashes of paraduma mixed in it. And we know that, even though, and the idea is that I believe that you're like fixing the person, so to speak. Now that's obviously not a deraisa kind of din. That's a drabanan when they say that you should not be able to do the sprinkling on Shabbos. So we say, hazah shvus, the concept that you don't sprinkle the mechatas on someone who's tamei on Shabbos, that's a derabanan dikadin. V'amiro l'nachri shvus, and also amiro l'nachri is a derabanan that minat Torah you can obviously ask a guy, but midrabanan you don't. So says Abaya, continues Abaya, top of Samech Samar Aleph, Ma Hazah Shvos Veinu Doiches HaShabbos. So just like Hazah, the sprinkling of the Mechatos on someone, is something that's only a Drabbanan Dika Isser, and yet it's not Doiches HaShabbos. And Rashi points out that we see this in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Samechei, that even if it's a Makom Mitzvah, for example, if it's Shabbos and it's Erev Pesach and you need a shecht the carbon Pesach and someone's tameh, but he's eligible to become tahar by being sprinkled, we say sorry, even though it's going to preclude his ability to bring the carbon Pesach. Nonetheless, we say that we don't do hazah on Shabbos. So if you see that hazah, which is only the Rabbanan Dikadin, and yet it's not Doche Shabbos, so even in a makom of mitzvah, so af amir l'nachri shvus, so amir l'nachri saying, asking a guy to do a malacha is also only a Drabbanan. Ve'ena Doche Shabbos, it shouldn't be Doche Shabbos. So basically, Abaya was saying, wait a second, Rabbah, how can you tell the guy to do something? At the end of the day, we have a halacha that amir l'akum is also, you can't ask a guy to do something that you can't do yourself. And therefore, we should not be able to, even though this is a bris milah, you should not be able to do it because we don't have hot water and you're not allowed to ask a guy. That's what was bothering Abaya. So he said back to him, again, presumably Rav Yosef, So I'm going to read this Gemara two ways because there's, as you see, a difference in the girsa here in the Bach. And it manifests very significantly in terms of halacha. But so the way we're going to read it first is say v'loshani l'cha ben shvus is be ma'isa l'shvus to les be ma'isa. Isn't there? Don't you distinguish between a shvus that entails an action versus a shvus that doesn't entail an action? So what would this mean? This would mean by hazah, by sprinkling, maybe there where even though it's a shvus, we don't allow you to do it because you actually have to take an action. You have to take the water, you have to sprinkle it on the person. So if you're doing a physical action, then we say you can't do it on Shabbos. However, amir la'akum, telling a nachri to do it, is only speaking. Speaking halachically is not considered a ma'isa. So therefore, we're going to say that you were trying to compare shvus of hazah to say, just like you can't sprinkle on Shabbos, even b'makom mitzvah, so too you shouldn't be able to do amir la'akum. To this, the Gemara is answering, saying, no, amir la'akum, Rav Yosef was telling him, is something to less be ma'isa. It doesn't have an action, and therefore, basically what he's saying is, Amir la'akum is not a problem in this case. So that's one way of reading it. According to that way of reading, the words that come next don't belong there. Okay? The ones that say, the hamar lo amr la'nachri zeil echem. Okay, so that's one way of reading the Gemara. The other way of reading the Gemara, which I think is the more commonly accepted way, which is as follows. He says, Amalei, v'loshani l'cha ben shvus te'is be'maisa l'shvus te'les be'maisa. Don't you distinguish by amir la'akum between a shvus where you're telling him to do something, you're telling the akum to do something between that which has a maisa, meaning that it has a malacha deraisa, versus that which does not have a halacha, which does not involve a halacha deraisa. So maisa here is saying a malacha deraisa. Because Rabbah never said to the Nachri that he should go warm up the water. So basically what we're saying here is as follows. Is Enochinami, Amir La'akum, you should compare to Shvus. And generally speaking, just like by you should compare to Hazah. Just like by Hazah, where where it's a shvus, and even b'makom mitzvah, we don't allow you to sprinkle on the person. So too, amir la'akum, which is a drabanan, we're also generally speaking not going to allow you to be over on amir la'akum, even b'makom mitzvah. So therefore, it's a good comparison you made between hazah and amir la'akum, but there's an exception by the amir la'akum. When do we say amir la'akum that we don't allow you to say it? Because the shvus overrides even the mitzvah. That's only if the action that you're asking the akum to do is a malacha daraisa. So therefore, in this case, what he's asking the akum to do is not a malacha daraisa, because all Rabbah was suggesting was have the akum bring the hot water from my house to the house of the baby, all in the same chatzar. That's only a drabanan. Had Rabbah said, and we're going to have a case of this, where they don't have the hot water, so then in order to get the hot water, the nachri has to cook it. To cook hot water, the Nachri would be doing a Malacha Daraisa. So then, Enochinami, even though Amira La'akum is a Shvus, we would say, if the Amira that you're asking the Nachri to do is a Malacha Daraisa, then we're not gonna let you do it. I'm sorry, then we're not gonna let you do it, and then it's a good comparison to Hazah. But, if the action you're asking the Nachri to do is only a Darabanan, like carrying in a Chatzar, so then that, we're not gonna compare to Hazah, and we're gonna say that that will allow Amira La'akum B'makom mitzvah. So that's how we'll read it. He says, "Amar leiv l'shanilcha ben shvus is be ma'isa l'shvus teles be ma'isa." Don't you distinguish between when we're talking about a mir la'akum? Don't you distinguish between an action that the akum's doing that has a malacha daraisa versus an action that does not have a malacha daraisa? The hamar lo amar le'nachri zel azil eichem, because Rabbah never said have the Nachri go warm up the water, which would be a Malacha Daraisa. He only said, have him carry it between the Chatzah, which would be which should only be a Darabana. Amrle, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan le Abaya. So Rabba Bar Rav Chanan asked Abaya, this story bothered him. He said, wait a second. Mevoa de Isbe Tre Gavri Rav Ravi Karabanan lo lahavi be lo erev lo shitof. He says, how could it be? I don't get the fact pattern here. Because remember, what happened was they wanted to bring it, and Rabbi said, let's rely on the Erev. Avaya says, we have no Erev. He said, let's rely on the Shituf. We have no Shituf. How could you have a Mavui and a Chatzer with such great people like Abaya and Rabbi living there, and yet they didn't have a Erev or a Shituf, which presumably, and this is an interesting concept, that you want to, you unearth, obviously no one's obligated to have a Erev or a Shituf, but it enables people, it removes the possibility that people are going to accidentally carry or something and they're going to be over on something. So you would think that when you have such great Rabbanim here in this Mavoy and this Chatzar, that they would have done an Erev and a Shitov. So how could it be that they didn't do it? So fascinating answer. So this was, Rabbi Bar Chanan asked Abaya, Abaya being a resident of this Mavoy. So Amalei, he says, you're right, theoretically we should, but my Navid, what can we do? Mar lav orcha. So for Rabbah to do it, this is Abaya speaking, for Rabbah to do it, it's beneath his kavod to go around and collect the, collect food from every person. He says, so that's why Rabbah couldn't do it. Ano, I couldn't do it because Teridna bigger sai. I was busy learning. I don't have time to go around and collect food from everyone. And Inu, lo mishkeche. So he says, and the rest of the people in the chatzar, they don't care. They don't care if we have an Erev or not. So he says, you're right. Theoretically, we should have an Erev, but it's not befitting for Rabbah. I have no time and no one else cares. So the Gemara is, and continues Abaya, V'i akne le pita basala. So maybe you'll tell me that I should take bread of my own, enough for everyone, and I should essentially, the way Rashi explains, be mezakeh them. And we know, zachen li'adam shalo b'fanav. So therefore, why don't I give the bread for everyone, and then we'll have an Erev and a Shituf, and it's something I could take care of without going around and collecting bread. So the Gemara says, kivan di boilo minai, v'lo efshir leisve niale batol Shituf. But Abaya said, but I have a problem. Evidently, Abaya was not a wealthy individual. And he says, if I'm going to give bread every week, and if they're going to come to me and they're going to say, give me the bread, because obviously I gave them a portion of the bread. If they're going to come to me and say, give me the bread that you put aside for me in the Eruv, and it's not possible for me to give it to them. I can't give it to them because I can't afford to do it. So then batel shituf, then the shituf is going to fall apart. So therefore, that's not a good solution either, because Abaya said he didn't have the means to advance the bread for everyone every week. Desanya, and that is a problem if you're not prepared to give the people the food, because we learned in the Braisa, echad mibnei mavoi shebikesh yayin v'shemen, that if you had one of the bnei mavoi who wanted the yayin or the shemen, and again, we've talked about lechem being the eruv, by shituf, they generally made shituf with yayin, so, or it could be shemen. So if one of the bnei mavoi, one of the people who was part of the shituf mavoz, came and said, give me the wine or the oil that's mine, v'loi masin ulo, and they wouldn't give it to him, batel ha-shituf, then the whole shituf falls apart, because shituf, while it's a legal construct, it has to be real. If you're saying everyone has a little bit of food, you have to be willing to give them their food if they come and ask for it. And if you don't give them their food, so then the shituf is batel. So says Abaya, Rabba, it's not his covet. I have no time. No one else cares. And you'll say, maybe I should be makna the bread for everyone. I can't afford it. He didn't have the means to do it. So therefore, there was no Eruv. And there was no shituf in this chatzer where Rabba and Abaya lived. So says the Gemara, v'nichni lehu mar reviyasa dechala b'chavita. So he says, okay, wait a second. So you can't give bread for them every week, but why not just stick into the mavoi a barrel of vinegar? And you should say that a reviyas of vinegar that's in this barrel, that's going to be our eruv for the year, and you leave it there. So, and that even you, Abaya, can afford to do. So why not do that? So the Gemara says, Tanya, because that's a problem, because we learned in a brisa, ein mishtatfin ba'otzer, that we don't do shitufei mivos in something that's in a storage house. Now what this means is as follows, that if you're going to take a barrel of vinegar, and you're going to say, this is the Eruv, one revius in this barrel. The problem is that that's not a good shituf, because during the year, you're going to rely on that every week for Eruv. During the year, someone's going to come and take out some of the vinegar, and maybe the vinegar that they're going to take out is going to be the vinegar that you're relying on for the shitufei mavos. So therefore, it's a problem, and that's why we can't rely on it. So now, the way the Gemara is structured, it seems to be something that they asked Abaya. Okay, but let's just say Vahat Tanya, says the Gemara, Vahat Tanya Mishtatvin. But wait a second. We learned in a different brisa that says it's not a problem to be Mishtatvin in something that's in an otzer, something that's in a storage, that you could use a barrel of vinegar. So why were you saying Abaya that you couldn't rely on that? Or why was Abaya saying he couldn't rely on it? So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Oshia Lokasha. This is not a problem. There's one brisa that says you can rely on this barrel of vinegar, and one that says you can't. Ha Beis Shammai, ha Beis Hillel. This is Beis Shammai, this is Beis Hillel. Disnan, because as we learned in a Mishnah, so let me just explain this Mishnah outside first of all. First of all, let me tell you what the basic issue. The basic issue is one we've encountered many times of a question of Breira. So if you hold that there's Breira, so the idea would be that even though it's not determined until later which part of this barrel is the shitufei mivos, we could rely on the fact that it's the ones that remain, and ultimately when we take out a revius of this vinegar, that's gonna be the eruv. Versus if you don't hold of brera, then it's a problem, because you have to worry that somewhere in this barrel is a specific revius of vinegar, and it might get taken out during the course of time. So that's the answer that they're gonna give. Abaya was saying, and again, it maybe wasn't Abaya, because you'll see it lines up with Beis Shammai's opinion. So that's why I keep saying this. But in other words, they responded for Abaya, that the idea that the two brisas, one that says you can use this little bit of vinegar and the other one that says you can't, had to do with, do you rely on Brera? If you don't rely on Brera, you have to worry that when people take out vinegar, they're taking out your Erev vinegar. Whereas if you hold a Brera, you're going to say that no, the stuff they took out was not. Ultimately, later, at some point, if you're going to take out a Revius, it's going to be retroactively that was the vinegar. So now we're going to bring a case, which is a Mishnah that we learned. It's actually a couple of times in Maseches Be'ah, which says as follows. It has to do with the following halacha. That if you have a house, so we know that if there is a mace inside the house, So there's Tumas Oel. So things that are in the house, people, Kalim, that are in the house, they become Tame, right? But the way houses were constructed in the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah was you would have a doorway. And this doorway wasn't just like we have a doorway, it was recessed from the outside. So you would kind of walk into a doorway, then you would encounter the door into the house, right? So the halacha is, and Rashi explains, we don't know why, this is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, but the halacha is, even though the door, that the tumah should stop at the door because of the different rishos, that doorway becomes tameh if it's the doorway that they are going to take the mace out of. Okay? So this halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that this doorway, even though it's not part of the same OL where the mace is, if that's going to be the door where they're going to take it out, then that door has tumah. So now let's see the Mishnah, this non, we learned in the Mishnah in Be'ah as follows, hamace be'bayis, if you have a body, a corpse in a house, v'lo psachim harbe, and this house has multiple doors. So we know that the door that the mace is going to go out of is tumah. So says the Mishnah, kulon tumahim, all of them are tumah. However, niftach echon mehem, but if one of them were to be opened, hu tameh v'kulan tahorin. So then we know, if there's an open door, that's the door they're going to take the mace out of. So therefore, that doorway outside, beyond the door, which would not ordinarily be part of the OL, by halacha l'Moshe Mesinai becomes tameh, and the rest of the doors are tahar. So that's true if there was an open door at the time that the person died. Chishev lo'itzio, another possibility is, if the person decided, I'm going to take the mace through that door, if someone decided he was going to take the mace through a specific door, or he decided he's going to take the mace out through a specific window that was 4x4 tefachim, then matzal al kol psachim kulon. So then, again, the only that door, even though physically no door has been opened, but the guy has decided that he's planning to take it out the front door, so then only the front door becomes tameh, and all the other doors, even though nothing has happened yet and all the doors are closed, we're going to say only this front door becomes tameh. So there's this idea that deciding you're going to that a person's going to carry the mace through a given door is enough to say only that door becomes tameh. So now says Beishame Amrim, v'hu shechishev ad shelo yamus hamace. Beishame says this only works to say that only one door becomes tameh if he had this in mind before the guy died. So the guy was on his deathbed and they said, look, he said in his mind, when the guy dies, I'm going to take him out through the front door. And so therefore, only the front door becomes tameh. However, according to Beis Shammai, if he had not decided by the time the guy died, right? So then all of the doors, as we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, become tameh. So then the fact that he decides in his mind, I'm going to take him through one given door, doesn't help anymore. It's too late because all the doors have already become tameh. Ubeis Hillel Amar Beis Hillel says, af mishi yomus hameis, even once the guy dies, if someone decides, why? Because Beis Hillel adopts the theory of Breira. So even though we only figure out later which door he has in mind to carry it out, and it's only after all of the doors became Tameh, but since we employ the concept of Breira, that retroactively we're gonna say this is the door that the mace was going to go through, so only that door has tumah. So what do you see? You see Beis Hillel holds a breira, Beis Shammai does not hold a breira, and therefore we're going to explain that the difference between the brisos that talked about whether you can use a little bit of vinegar in a bigger barrel for Eruv is valid or not, depends on whether you hold a breira or not. So that's how they were explaining. So this is why I was talking about whether Abaya answered this, because essentially Abaya was saying, you cannot use a little bit in the barrel because there's no breira, but then he's aligning his opinion with Beis Shammai. So the Mefarshim say maybe it wasn't Abaya who said this, it was Gemara, or maybe that Abaya doesn't hold that those brises are tully in the question of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but whatever the point is, this was the Shaka V'Tarya, that all of this was to explain why Abaya and Rabba ended up living in a chutzar that had no Eruv and had no Shittuv. Okay, says the Gemara, a second case of Hahu Yanuka Deshtapu Chamime. You had again a baby, day of the bris, and the hot water got spilled out. But now, this was Rava. Amaluhu Rava. So this time, they had a different problem, which is, last case, Rava had hot water in his house. But now, no one has hot water. The hot water got spilled out. So Rava says, here's what you should do. Nishayle le'ima itzricha. Ishailu asked the mother, "Itzricha nechem le nachri agav ime." So if the mother says she needs hot water, so then you're going to let the guy, since he can prepare hot water for the mother, he can also prepare hot water for the baby. What's going on here? Why do we have to ask her what's happening? So this is based on the following halacha, that a woman, when she's recently had a child, for the first 7 days, she's considered a chola that you can do malacha for, a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Once you pass 7 days, so then we say you can no longer do malacha for her, even if she asked for it, because we don't consider her a chola sheyesh bo sakana, so a Jew can't do the malacha, but a nachri can do the malacha, a non-Jew can do the malacha. So therefore, what happened here? Rava said, let's go ask the mother if she needs hot water. If she says she needs hot water, we can't do it because she's past 7 days, because again, this is the 8th day, it's the bris. We can't do it, but we can ask a nachri, the halacha is you can ask a nachri to do it for the mother. Once the nachri is heating up water for the mother, so then he can also heat up extra water, just adding extra water for the baby, and now we're going to have hot water for the baby on Shabbos. So Amrlei, Rav Misharshi la Rava, so Rav Misharshi said to Rava, good idea that to say that she needs hot water. However, ima ka'achli tamari, but the mother is eating dates, and Rashi explains she's eating cold dates. So you see, she doesn't need hot stuff; she's eating cold stuff. So the Gemara says, Amrlei. So Rava said back to Rav Misharshia, emor tunva ba'alma hu denakat la. The fact that she's eating cold stuff is maybe that she was grasped by some kind of insanity or not fully with it. The fact that she needs hot water, and therefore if she says she needs hot water, we can warm it up on that basis. Okay. Next case. This is the third case where we talk about this. We had this baby that was gonna get a bris that the hot water got spilled out. And here what happened was as follows, that Rava lived in the next door chatzer. So if you see again, different Gemaras have different pictures, but the basic idea was Rava had a house. He was the sole member of the chatzer, presumably. And the way his house was constructed, in the back he had the women's quarters. They did not open to the chatzer, but if you were in the women's quarters, you'd go to the front of the house, which is the men's quarters. And from the men's quarters, you would go into the chatzer. And in that chatzer, Rava had hot water. And that chatzer, in turn, opened to another chatzer, which was a side-by-side chatzer. Now, these chatzeres did not need to traverse each other. Either of them could access the Mavoi, the Rishus Rabbim, independently. So this is a case of side-by-side chatzeres. We talked about this a number of times in the last couple of days. So you have side-by-side chatzeres that where they could make an Eruv, but if they didn't make an Eruv, they don't answer on each other, but you can't carry between them. So that was the case. So, all right, so the water got spilled out. Rava, who was in the next door chatzer from where the baby was, had hot water, but where the baby was, they didn't have hot water. So Amrlu Rava. Rava said as follows, Panu li mane mi be gavri li be nashi. So move my stuff from the men's part of my house, the front of the house that's next to the chatzer, and move my stuff into the back where the women live. Ve'ezel ve'esiv hasam, and I'm gonna go sit there in the back of my house. And then once I've done that, ve'ibata luhu ha chatzer, then I'm gonna go ahead and be mevato my chatzer to the people in the next door chatzer. Once that happens, when Rava was mevato his chatzer, so then the people in the other chatzer, who where the baby is, can carry, and they'll be able to come into Rava's chatzer, which he was mevato to them, get the hot water and take it back to the baby. So what's the whole business about Rava saying, move my stuff? Because Rava didn't want Chas V'Shalom this is what he regularly does, that he would take something from his house into his chatzer, because he's being mevatel his chatzer. So therefore, it seems as like a midas chasidus, Rava said, put me in the back of the house where I don't normally live, where the women live, that way I'm not going to by accident come to carry out into the chatzer. So that just seems to be a side point. Rava was being very careful that he shouldn't come to carry into the chatzer. But his main point was, I'm going to be mevatel my chatzer to the next door chatzer, and therefore they're going to be able to come to my chatzer and take the hot water that I have. So Amalei Ravina LaRava. Ravina said to Rava, V'hamer Shmuel. Shmuel said, we've talked about this the last couple of days, that Ein Bitl Rishus Mechatzer LeChatzer, that you can't do Bitl from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. You could do Bitl within a single Chatzer, but you can't do it between one and the other. So he says, how could you suggest that you're going to be Mevato your Chatzer and let the next door Chatzer come get your water? So this is what Ravina said to Rava. Rava said, Amalei, Anak Rav Yochanan Svirali, I hold, not like Shmuel says that you cannot be mevata from one chatzar to another. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And again, this is something we encountered the last 2 days, both of the last 2 days. So the Gemara, and Rava continues, the Amar Yesh Bito mechatzar lechatzar, because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you're allowed to do Bito from one chatzar to another. So Rava says there's no problem that I'm going to be mevata my chatzar to the next door chatzar because I hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to do that. Okay, so the Gemara asks, wait a second. So this is a Ravina saying back to him, if you're telling me you don't hold like Shmuel, now I'm a base, I'm a ches, I'm a base. If you don't hold like Shmuel being the one that says you cannot be mevata from one chatzar to another, so you're saying that you hold like Rav, so then wait a second, if you hold like Rav, I have a much better solution for you. Don't mess around with moving your stuff to the back and whatever, here's a better solution. Once you don't hold like Shmuel, why not nesiv mar beduchte? Why don't you sit, Rava, stay in your place, don't move your stuff to the back. Vinivata luhula didhu. So, and you should be mevata once you hold not like Shmuel, and you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, they can be mevata from chatzar to chatzar. Why don't you go be mevata your chatzar to the next door chatzar? Vinahadru inu vinivatlu le lamar. And then let the people in the next door chatzar, once they've picked up the hot water for the baby, they'll be mevata. So now they're the owners of your chatzar because you were mevata to them. They could be mevatel it back to you, and then you'll have your chatzar back. And this whole transaction, explained to Rishonim, would take just a couple of minutes. Rava would be mevatel his chatzar. He'd be make sure not to carry anything out in the meantime. Now the people next door would have Rava's chatzar. They would come in, they'd get the hot water, they'd take it back to the baby, and then they would come back to Rava and say, you know what, we're being mevatel your chatzar back to you, and now you have it. So according to Shmuel, we're going to see Shmuel holds you can't do that. But Rav holds you can do it. So the Gemara, what Ravina was asking Rava is, once you're saying you don't hold like Shmuel, then why are you messing with this whole moving to the back of the house? Why not be mevatel to them and get it right back a couple minutes later? So the Gemara, the Ha'amar Rav, because Rav says, mevatlin v'chodrin mevatlin, that I can be mevatel something to you, and then you could be returned and be mevatel to me and get it right back. So this is what Ravina asked Rava, why are you messing with this? Once you don't hold like Shmuel and you hold that you can be mevatel from chatzar to chatzar, you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, so then why not then forget, then you don't have to rely on Shmuel, which says you can't be mevatel v'chodrin mevatlin, and you should go ahead and do that. Better suggestion. So the Gemara says that Rava answered Ravina, Ana baha k'shmuel sevir lei. That he says, wait a second, it's true that I don't hold like Shmuel. Shmuel held that you can't be mevatel from one chatzar to the other. So in that, I disagreed with him. I held like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be mevatel from my chatzar to the next door chatzar. But I hold like Shmuel and the other side of his thing, the Amar, ein mevatlin mechazrin mevatlin. Because I don't hold like Rav, who says you could do this back and forth transaction. I hold like Shmuel, which says you can't. So it seemed in the question that Ravina was saying, look, if you hold like Shmuel, if you don't hold like Shmuel, that who says you can't be mevatel from chatzar to chatzar, instead you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then you don't hold like Shmuel vis-a-vis that who says you can't be mevatel v'chozer mevatel, and therefore why not do, once you hold like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Shmuel, then you should rely on Rav and do mevatel v'chozer mevatel. And to which he answered, one second, those aren't connected. I hold like Shmuel that you're not mevata v'chozer mevato, therefore I couldn't do this back and forth transaction in a couple minutes and I wanted to move my stuff back to the women's quarters. But I do argue with Shmuel, while I agree with Shmuel that you can't do bito v'chozer bito, but I disagree with Shmuel and hold that you can be mevata from chatzar to chatzar, and that I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava was explaining to Ravina, that's why I couldn't do it. So Ravina is not ready to give up yet. He says, wait a second, you're telling me you're cherry picking. You're saying, in this I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Shmuel. And in the other, I hold like Shmuel and not like Rav. So says Ravina, but hold on a second, Shmuel's opinions are interdependent here. So you can't cherry, or you shouldn't cherry pick like that. Why? Because he says Ravina, Vilav chad taimahu. Aren't those things one? It's the same underlying reason. My taima a mevatlin mechazon a mevatlin. What's the reason Shmuel says that we don't allow you to be mevatel your chatzar to someone and then them be mevatel back to you? Lav mishum the kivan the batle the reshusay. Isn't it because once you're mevatel your reshus to the other person, istalak le mehacha legamri? That I'll read this and explain it, that you're fully removed from here, v'havalei k'ben chatzar acheres, and you're like another ben chatzar, v'ein bito reshus mechatzar lechatzar, and you can't do bito from one reshus to another, and therefore, mar namilo nevatel. So therefore you, Rava, also shouldn't be able to do the bittul the way he described. So basically what he's saying is as follows. We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about whether you can, whether I could be mevatel something to someone else and then they'll be mevatel back to me. So he's saying as follows. Shmuel, who says you cannot do that, what's the reason? Because Shmuel is the one who holds that you can't be mevatel from chatzar to chatzar. What's the significance? What's the tie-in between them? Because the way Shmuel understands is the reason I can't be mevatel, chatzar, mevatel is because when I'm mevatel, I am totally removed from the chatzar. What's the mechanism of bittul? It's, let's say there's 10 of us. I'm the one who forgot to be part of the Eruv. So I'm mevatel my reshus. I am now removed from this chatzar, as if I live in a different chatzar, and therefore the other 9 are able to carry. But by removing myself, from the chatzar, I have now put myself in the category of someone who's in a different chatzar, because I'm out of my chatzar, I'm somewhere else. So therefore, what's gonna happen now? That if I'm doing bittul to the other 9 people, I've now become like someone who's in a different chatzar, I'm totally removed from my chatzar. Now they're gonna try to be mevatel back to me. And what's the problem with that? So says Shmuel, because I hold that you can't do bittul from one chatzar to another. So even though I used to be part of my chatzar with the other 9, once I relinquished it, I'm out of that chatzar. Now if they try to be mevatel back to me, they're doing bittul from one chatzar, i.e. my old chatzar, to me and my new chatzar, you're not allowed to do that. So those are linked halachas. The reason that Shmuel would say that we don't allow you to be mevatel and get it back a little bit later is because once you're mevatel it, you're in a different chatzar, and if they're going to try to be mevatel back to you, then they're giving something, they're being mevatel something from one chatzar to another. So says Ravina, those are interdependent halachas. If you hold that you can't do bittul from one reshus from one chatzar to another, then that's the reason you can't do mevatlin, vechozer, mevatlin. But if you hold like Rav that says that you can do mevatel, vechozer, mevatel, so then clearly that's because the person is not totally removed from the chatzar, and therefore he's going to be able to when they come back and are mevatel back to him, that he's not totally removed, so it's not treated like he's in a different chatzar. So the basic idea we're saying here is that both of them agree that you don't go from chatzar to chatzar, and the question is, how far have you removed yourself? Shmuel holds you removed yourself fully, and Rav would say not. So therefore, Rava, who told Ravina, I hold like Shmuel in this, but not like Shmuel in that, says Ravina, how could you do that? Those are interdependent laws. They have the same underlying basis. So if you hold of one, you should hold of the other. So the Gemara says, Hasam hain utaima. So he says, so Rava is going to answer you, no. At least as it relates to Shmuel, that's not the linkage. It's not that Shmuel says that you're so far removed and that's why we don't let you do bittul v'chozer bittul. It's not because you're treated like you're in a different chatzar, but rather this is the reason. In other words, Shmuel's reason for saying that you don't do bittul v'chozer bittul, where I'm mevatel my chatzar, and a minute later they're mevatel back to me, is not because it's as if I'm in a different chatzar and now you're violating bittul from one chatzar to another. It's because if you think about this transaction, the whole thing seems like an artifice. People are going to make fun of the Rabbanan. Rashi says the kechucha is schok. They're going to make fun. It's lula is late sunnis. The whole thing, it's going to undermine the basis of halacha because people are going to say these rabbis, they make up these things like what? I'm a vatel it. Now he could carry a second later is a vatel back to me. It just looks bad. So he's saying even Shmuel, these are not interdependent halachas. The reason Shmuel says that you cannot do bittul v'chozer bittul is not because I'm treated like I'm in a separate chatzar. I'm in the same chatzar. I'm not totally removed from my chatzar. The reason you can't do it is because it makes the, becomes a halachic, artifice that people are gonna look at it and make fun of the chachamim and think that the chachamim are just doing something wrong. So therefore, Rava was able to answer Ravina, I can cherry pick between Shmuel because I hold like him that if we allow bittul v'chozer bittul, it's going to be a joke for the Rabbanan. But I don't hold like him that when he says that you can't be mevatel from chatzar to chatzar, and that I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Rav Omer Mevatlin Mechadron Mevatlin. This is the, we just said this, that Rav holds that I can be Mevatlin my Chatzar and they can give it right back to me. Shmuel Omer Ein Mevatlin Mechadron Mevatlin. Shmuel says you can't do that. So Lema Rav Shmuel Beplukt to the Rabbanu Rabbi Lazar Kamiflegi. So maybe let's say that Rav and Shmuel are really arguing about Machlokas Tanayim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. The Rav, the Amr Kerabbanon, Shmuel, the Amr Kerabbelezer. So he's going to say that because Rav holds like the Rabbanon and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So what's going on here? So this has to do with the following machlokas, which is according to Rabbi Eliezer, that when we talk about bittul, so I'm together with nine other guys in a chatzar, and I was excluded from the chatzar. So the question is, I'm being mevatel my rishus. What am I being mevatel? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm being mevatel my house and my chatzar. According to the Rabbanon, I'm just being mevatel my chatzar, I'm not being mevatel the house. So the thought we have here is as follows, that the question of whether you can do bittul v'chatzar bittul has to do with, again, we're going to assume that both of them hold that you cannot that you cannot do bittul from one chatzar to another. So the question, the operative question is, am I still connected to my chatzar? So we're going to say as follows: according to the Rabbanan who say that I'm giving up my chatzar, but I'm not giving up my house, I'm obviously still connected to this chatzar because I'm a homeowner. I'm just not a chatzar owner. So therefore, if they want to be mevatel back to me, that's no problem because I'm still very much a member of the chatzar because I still have a house there, even if I gave up my rights in the chatzar. So therefore, they could give it back to me. However, that would explain why Rav says you could be mevatel v'chatzar mevatel. But Shmuel, who says you can't, is because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that when I'm mevatel, what am I mevatel? I'm mevatel not only my chatzar, but also my house. If I'm mevatel my house, so then I'm no longer connected to this chatzar. And if they were to be mevatel it back to me, they would be mevatel they'd be mevatel to someone in another chatzar, because I'm now totally removed, because I have neither a house nor a chatzar. So maybe that's the machlokas. Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokas as Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer about how disconnected you come from your chatzar. Obviously, if you still have a house, you're connected, and therefore they could be chozer mevatel. And if you don't have a house, then you can't be chozer mevatel. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rav. So Rav would say, Ana da amri afilu Rabbi Lazar. So Rav would say, I who says that you could do bittul v'chatzar bittul would be true even according to Rabbi Eliezer that you give up both your house and your chatzar. Because ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Lazar hasam hamavato rishus chatzero rishus beso bittul. Because over there where Rabbi Eliezer said that when someone is mevatel his rishus and his chatzar, he's also mevatel his house, is not because, that doesn't mean he's totally removed. That's not my point. Rabbi Eliezer would say, Mishum de bebayis below chatzar lo dairi inchi. He says, because there's no such thing as keeping a house without a chatzar. So, because the houses in those days were very small, and basic household functions happened out in the chatzar. So therefore, he's saying, if you're gonna make your bittul be real, for me to be mevatel to the other nine people, I can't hold on to the house because that's a fiction that doesn't work. A house goes along with a chatzar. So therefore, he's gonna say, the reason I say, Rabbi Eliezer would say, the reason I say that when you're mevatel, you have to be mevatel both your house and your chatzar is just because you can't hold on to a house without a chatzar. But did I say that you're totally disconnected from your chatzar? In fact, we see that when someone is mevatel their chatzar, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're mevatel their house, that's just legal ownership, but they actually remain, they can remain in their house, they just can't carry in and out. So Rabbi Eliezer would say, when I say that the house goes together with the chatzar, that's because they have to be an integral unit, but that doesn't mean I'm removing myself from there. So Rav would say, I could say that you could do bit of a chozer, bit of a mevatel, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel say, Anoda Amri, I who say that you cannot do bit of a chozer, bit of a filuk Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan who hold that he holds on to his house, we could still say that we're totally removed enough from the chatzar that they cannot be mevatel back to me because I'm removed from the chatzar because ad kan lo kamar Rabbanan hasam, the Rabbanan over there said that you could be mevatel your house and your chatzar and not your house. So he says they only said elamai debatul batul lo batul lo batul, because the reason the Chacham and the Rabbanan said that you are mevatel your chatzar and not mevatel your house is because at the end of the day, I decide what I'm being mevatel. If I say I'm being mevatel my chatzar, even though normally people don't have a house without a chatzar, I could hold on to my house and not my chatzar. So that's okay. But avol my debatel mia istalik legamri. But that which I choose to be mevatel, I'm mevatel in its entirety. So therefore, says Shmuel, that even according to the Rabbanan, who said he's only mevatel his chatzar, at the end of the day, though, when he's mevatel his chatzar, he's totally removed from his chatzar. And even though he holds on to his house, it's as if he's a resident of a different chatzar. And Shmuel holds, you can't be mevatel from one chatzar to another. So says Shmuel, I could say my opinion even according to the Rabbanan. Now we're going to see in a minute that Ravashi is going to actually paskin and say, even though there's an answer to say that Rav and Shmuel can each hold like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer, ultimately Ravashi is going to say that this answer is not a good answer, and in fact these machloksim are tali zebezeb, but we'll get to there in a minute. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Ravacha bar Chana, Amar Rav Sheshes Kitanai. Ravacha bar Chana said that, in the name of Rav Sheshes, that this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is like a different machlokas Tanayim. Misha Nasan Rashuso, that if someone was, Nasan Rashuso means he was Mavato's Rashus. I was part of a Chatzar, 9 other people, I'm Mavato my Rashus. Now what happens, Vahotzi, Bein Beshogig, Bein Bemoizid, Oser. Divir Meir. So according to Meir, if I were to be Mavato my Chatzar, and then I end up carrying out into it, so then I'm gonna ruin the Bittel, and no one is able to carry in this chatzar, whether I went out on purpose or by accident. That's Rabbi Meir's view. Rabbi Huda says, "Bemezid oser." If I went out on purpose, so then by using the chatzar, I'm obviously retracting my bittel. I told everyone here, I'm a vatel to you, so you could use the chatzar, and I'm not going to use it. But if I go ahead and use it on purpose, so then I'm clearly undoing the transaction, as long as the people haven't used it before me. If they've used it before me, the transaction's locked into place. But in any event, Rabbi Huda is saying that if I go out on purpose, so then I'm undoing the transaction, and now no one can carry because I'm back part of the chatzar and I'm not part of the eruv. Bishogeg, but if you do it by accident, ain't no oser. You're not oser. So that's the machlokas tanayim. So now we're going to say my lab b'haf kumifagi. Maybe this is what they're arguing about. That the mar saver mevatlin chazur mevatlin, or mar saver ain't mevatlin chazur mevatlin. So we're going to say as follows. That the question is as follows. If you say that when I do it bishogeg, that I am undoing the transaction, it must be because I am sufficiently connected to the chatzar that even if by accident I go out, it undermines the whole transaction. But if I'm totally removed from the chatzar, then if I go out by accident, that's not enough to undo the transaction. So we're going to say that according to Rabbi Meir, who says that even if you go out b'shogeg, you're mevatel, the transaction is because Rabbi Meir holds like Rav, that Rav, who says that you could be, that you could be chozer and mevatel chozer, is because he still has a decent connection. And that's why, because he has a strong connection to the chatzar, that's why, if he were even to go there by accident, it would undo the transaction. But Shmuel would say, I hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not sufficiently connected to the chatzar such that if he went out by accident that it would be mevatel the transaction, only if he does it on purpose. So if he's not sufficiently connected to the chatzar that going out by accident would undermine it, so then it's as if he's in a different chatzar. And again, Shmuel holds, or actually they both hold, that if you're sufficiently removed from the chatzar, then they can't not be chozer mevatel. So if I was mevatel my chatzar to them, and they try to be chozer to me, I'm too far removed. It's as if I'm in another chatzar, because I hold that you see that by the fact that I'm sufficiently removed that if I were to walk into the chatzar that I was mevatel by accident, it would not undo it. So we'll say that those are dependent on each other. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha bar Tachlifa Mishmei the Rava, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, says the name of Rava, lo. It's not Tully and not Machlokas either. I could explain why those are separate. The Kuliyama, because maybe everyone holds a Mevatan, Mechazan, Mevatan. Maybe everyone holds that at the end of the day, I cannot be Mevatan, my Chatzar, and they're Mevatan back to me. That maybe both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that. And therefore, what's the reason? Because we're not mevatel from one chatzar to another. And once I'm mevatel my chatzar, it says I'm removed from it, and therefore they can't send it back to me. So what's this business about shogeg, which seems to say I'm more connected, that they're arguing about how connected am I, and that's what, if I say I'm, that even b'shogeg I can uproot the transaction, I'm pretty connected to the chatzar, and if I say not, I'm not connected, we're going to say no, that's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing, v'hacha b'kansu shogeg atu mezi kamifagi. They're arguing about whether we do a knas, so to speak, of someone who does it on purpose, one holds that we do make that knas, the other holds we don't. What are we saying? We're saying as follows. Everyone holds that when I'm mevatel my chatzar to them, they cannot be mevatel back to me, because I'm too far removed. What's this business about Shogeg or Mezid? It's as follows. Everyone agrees also that really, that if I'm a Vata my Chatzit to the other nine, only if I go out b'mezid am I really undoing the transaction. But if I go out b'shogeg, so the question is, they're arguing about it, if I say that if I go out b'shogeg, so one opinion would say that, therefore, that's not enough to undo the transaction. So because I only did it by accident, I wasn't trying to undo the transaction. The other would say, you're right, technically you didn't undo the transaction, but we're worried that if we allow someone to go out b'shogeg, and we don't say the transaction is undone, then maybe it'll lead them in the future to go out b'mezid, and then the transaction will be undone, and they'll continue to carry. So therefore, we don't allow you. So really, everyone holds halachically the same thing, but the question of shogeg or not has to do with how worried are we if by accident I walk out. If we say you don't ruin the transaction, we're worried that maybe if I walk out on purpose, also people will say you didn't ruin the transaction, and therefore they'll come to carry. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Rav Shmuel plucked the Rav Elazar, Rabbanan Kamiflagi. So this is what I said before. Ravashi said, even though we said before a way of explaining why Rav and Shmuel are not necessarily arguing about Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, which has to do with that fact of whether you give up just your chatzar or your chatzar in your house. In fact, that's the underlying transaction, and Rav and Shmuel are really arguing about the same thing that Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan were arguing. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.